Vocabulario. Okay, Annie, it's time to look at eight exciting words. In this case, eight exciting verbs. Okay, excited?
How exciting, yes.
Shall I tell you something even more exciting?
Yes.
Okay, in fact, there are going to be nine exciting verbs this time.
Okay.
Because we can't count when we're producing these books. Okay, these are all verbs that are very closely connected to adjectives. And in a couple of cases, or one case, to a noun. Okay, for example, to fatten comes from fat. Mm-hmm. So if you know what the adjective means, fat means...
Engordar, o sea, gordo.
Gordo, entonces el verbo to fatten...
Es engordar.
Eso es, o cebar. Okay, let's look through those words then. To tighten, first of all.
Que es apretar.
Good. To soften.
Que es ablandar, suavizar.
Fíjate que no pronuncio la T, soften, okay?
Soften.
Bien, to widen.
Que es ensanchar.
To lengthen.
Que es alargar.
To shorten.
Que es acortar.
To fatten.
Que es engordar.
Good, o cebar. Mm-hmm. Okay. To sharpen.
Que es afilar.
To sweeten.
Endulzar.
And to loosen.
Que es aflojar.
Exactly, como el adjetivo loose, que significa flojo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's have a look at some examples then. Todos tendremos que apretarnos los cinturones.
We'll all have to tighten our belts.
Good, we'll all have to tighten our belts. Intenté suavizar el golpe contándole la buena noticia primero.
I tried to soften the blow by telling her the good news first.
Good, I tried to soften the blow by telling her the good news first. Están ensanchando la calle que está delante del colegio para facilitar que los padres dejen a sus hijos.
They're widening the road in front of the school to make it easier for parents to drop their children off.
Okay, to drop their children off. You drop your child off at school.
Okay.
Okay, every morning I drop my child off at school, my son, off at school. Una cosa, ¿cómo se pronuncia padres en inglés?
Parents.
Parents. ¿Y cómo no se pronuncia ni?
Parents.
¿Y cómo lo dijiste tú?
Parents.
Bueno, esta es la segunda vez. Bien, el director del periódico me pidió que alargara mi artículo.
The editor asked me...
The editor.
The editor. The editor asked me to lengthen the article.
To lengthen.
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 Eso es. The editor asked me to lengthen the article, or my article. Bien. Acorté mi discurso porque no quería aburrir a nadie.
I shortened my speech.
Shortened, not shortened. ¿Por qué? Porque shorten no acaba ni en T ni en D. Okay? I shortened my speech.
I shortened my speech because I didn't want to bore anybody.
Bien, cambiamos.
Cebamos al pavo para las Navidades.
We fattened the turkey for Christmas.
Tengo que afilar el cuchillo de pan.
I need to sharpen the bread knife.
Añade azúcar para endulzarlo.
Add some sugar to sweeten it.
Estoy engordando, así que tendré que aflojar mi pantalón.
I'm getting fat, so I'll have to loosen my trousers. But not in here, Annie, don't worry.
Thank you.